Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to explore the interest and the fascination that many of us have with the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation case. Many people from all around the world are watching this case being played out live, this court case played out live. And it's interesting how much interest and fascination and dedication this case is actually getting, and how people are taking sides. And I bet if you've been watching the case, or you've caught up with some articles, or you've seen maybe a minute or two or several hours, I'm sure that you have somebody that you feel is more innocent than the other. And I have to use the words more innocent, because I just can't say that anybody in this case is an innocent party. No one is. And usually in life, it's not just one person. It's all the people involved that create that reality. Now, some people might be more honest than others. Some people might be more in the clear than others. Some people might be more abusive or negligent than others. And I think we're seeing this played out right now. And it's interesting because there's so many people divided by this, divided with, you know, behind Amber and championing her, and many people behind Johnny Depp and being there for him, you know, seeing him as a battered person. And it's interesting how I think in the last few years we have seen more situations where men have been being physically hurt by women. Now, there's a lot of things that are going on here, and I like to talk about the perfect storm, because one thing is not isolated incident. It takes two to tango in this. It takes two to allow this reality to take place. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I think that the fascination with this is very interesting, because it covers so many different subjects. It connects with many of our lives to some degree. Now, some people might say, hey, this is my life. I'm mimicking it. I feel like it. I'm dealing with this on a daily basis. I'm trying to save my marriage. I'm trying to do everything I can. But, you know, I find myself back here in this place where I can't get out of this abusively toxic marriage, whether it's mentally and emotionally abusive or mentally, emotionally, and physically abusive. Many people are in these types of relationships. It doesn't even have to be a marriage. Many types of relationships like this right now. And so I want to bring up the toxicity first, because I think the toxicity of this relationship is on fire. It is extremely toxic. Extremely toxic. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are in extremely toxic relationships. And this, like, fuels the fire, because many people don't have the outlet, or they've tried to express it to people, or they've tried to explain the toxicity that they're dealing with in their home, and other people don't understand, or they don't want to listen, or they don't believe them. And that's painful enough, is that if you're going through toxicity, and the people around you that you try to tell for support don't believe you. And that goes for men and women. I think for more, though, for men sometimes, when a man is being physically beaten, it can be hard for another person to swallow and believe that. It's even harder, I think, for the mental and emotional abuse to believe that, because people think, oh, you're a man, you can overcome that. And that's not true either. So we all can leave the relationship, but many of us, why we're in it, 99.9% of the time, is that we've been programmed to stay in something like that because we've watched it play out in day-to-day life. We've watched it with mother and father. We've watched it. And, you know, whether you sit there and say, hey, you know, I watched my father get physical with my mother, or I watched my mother get physical with my father, or I listened to my mother yell and scream all the time and yelled and screamed at my father and cussed him out and cussed us out, or the other way around. Or there was, alcohol abuse in the family, where there was alcohol abuse and mother or father got drunk and out of control and physically beat the other person. There's all different levels of this, and it's seen played out oftentimes. A product of that environment, you know, produces that same environment unless we stop that toxic cycle. And so I feel that this case alone is bringing light to this subject of toxic marriages, toxic relationships, and how they get so toxic. It's not just clear cut. It's not just black and white, even though what we're seeing a lot of times in these cases are more black and white, because when it's interesting when someone doesn't see the gray. And I think another fascination is the fact that this is happening behind closed doors, and happened behind closed doors with somebody that many people find extremely famous. And the fact that this would go on for as long as it did. And I find that interesting, too. I also find the victimization, and I also find the victim and being quiet being very interesting as well. Because a lot of times when we are victimized, many people are too embarrassed to come to the table and talk about it, too embarrassed to bring it up, especially from a male part. And I know that that sounds weird, but I think that a lot of times a man wants to be manly. A man wants to convey that and is ashamed that they are hurt. On the other hand, women feel the same way to some degree. If they're hurt, they don't want to demonstrate the fact that they were a victim. They don't want to demonstrate the fact that they went back over and over again to an abusive marriage. They don't want to look at that. They don't want to talk to people about that and talk about how they were beaten or abused, because that also makes them look very weak. And so I think that a lot of people are connecting with the subject matter. And I think there's a lot of people connecting with the subject matter that have not been physically hurt, but are going through a mentally toxic relationship where the other person might be using gaslight or manipulation to manipulate and control the other person. Now, you know, the next thing I think that's interesting is the BPD component. I think that the BPD component is obviously somewhat there in this case. And it's interesting because when you think about that, you know, a lot of people talk about, okay, well, what's the component here? What's the situation? But it's not just one-sided. If you look at it, I mean, I do feel like there are shades of the BPD existing, but there's also shades of NPD existing. So it looks like we have some shades of the borderline personality disorder coming in. And we look also as well as some of the narcissistic personality disorder coming in from both sides, from different sides here. We also have a codependency tendency that I'm also catching as well. Now, this is not a diagnosis, but this is just an observation. So if you look at it from Johnny Depp's point of view, it seems to me like there's a lot of codependency, but there's also some narcissistic tendencies. If you look from Amber's situation, there's some BPD tendencies and even some NPD tendencies. We might even see some histrionic tendencies. Now, again, not a diagnosis, but you can see how this would be the perfect storm. I've spoken about the perfect storm in countless podcasts and YouTube videos, and I feel like the perfect storm can happen multiple ways. So the perfect storm could be when somebody has signs and symptoms and displays signs and symptoms of BPD, and the other person displays signs and symptoms of NPD. Also, perfect storm, BPD, and the other person shows signs and symptoms of codependency. And so we definitely have a perfect storm here when we look at this fit, when we look at these two people, and that's the reason why they stayed as long as they did. That's the reason why the relationship got as volatile as it did. And some of you are going through these volatile relationships. And, you know, when I work with clients, I have a lot of clients who are, when they first start working with me, some of these relationships are very volatile. Some of them need to be straightened out very quickly, or we need to figure out how we can resolve the situation and move on to secure ourselves and other people in the relationship, because this can get out of hand very quickly. It can get out of hand very quickly. So when we look at the perfect storm, realize how that is, because when one person says something or has an idea, it gets wrenched up by the other person. The interesting piece that I find is that when somebody has signs and symptoms of BPD, they want to be the other person's world. They want to be the other person's center of attention. They want that other person to be there for, to be there for them all the time. And if you're dealing with someone that has more maybe narcissistic symptoms, they're more self-centered. They're thinking more about their self. They're more self-centered. They're more self-focused. And so that, again, already starts kind of a jealousy type situation and a disconnect. And so the person that has more BPD tendencies is trying to get the attention of the person with the NPD tendencies. And that's obvious. But when you add the codependent tendencies in on the other side, that can make things very interesting because the codependent stays in the relationship no matter what, right? So the person that has codependent tendencies usually will stay in the relationship no matter what, no matter how the other person treats them. Because they feel that over time, the other person is going to wake up and see their value. They think that over time, see, now that's not what they think, though. So the real reason is that they think that the person's going to wake up and see their value. But they guise that and mask that with maybe they'll get help, or maybe they'll slow down on their drinking, or maybe they'll stop doing their drugs, or maybe they'll start, you know, treating me better. Or maybe, you know, it's all these, well, you know, if we do this, it'll be better. If maybe we go out by ourselves, it'll be better. If, you know, if I don't go out and do anything and I keep this person happy, they'll get better. There's all these, like, if I do this, then that can happen. If this happens, then it's constant that. And it's interesting how these relationships over time become extremely toxic, can be extremely violent. And in this situation with this particular case with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, we're hearing that there has been some physical violence. And I think this is interesting because I think many people that have been listening to this have gone through this behind closed doors, and they're being able to kind of hear this in real life to be able to kind of express through someone else what they dealt with. Another fascination that I find, too, is the generalizations that most people make about other people's lives. And I feel like this is helping to show that there is no one-size-fits-all. This is helping to show that there really is no way of generalizing a situation, you know, or putting a blanket over saying, you know, oh, all women are, you know, oh, women can be abuse victims, but no men can. Or, you know, a woman can't do this or a man can't do that. Or nobody would stay in a relationship like that. I mean, it's being able to stop with these generalizations, because what I found is with most relationships, there is no cut and dry. There is multiple gray areas. Now, some of these things are interesting, though. I mean, some of the violent acts and that type of thing, especially when it's been recorded. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, because I find that there's a lot of folks out there who are in these toxic relationships, and for all you that are listening and you're in a toxic relationship, we need to talk about this, because when you're recording, that can be helpful because you feel like you need that recording to have and to be able to go back to and to be able to listen to if necessary, and if necessary to be able to share that with a friend or law enforcement or a lawyer. And so you're keeping things together. And so we're going to be talking about that and the impact of recording that information and what that does and what we can use that for. Also talking more about, you know, the innocence, you know, people proving innocence, trying to prove their innocence and how they're doing that. And I think we're seeing this all being played out in this case. And I know that many of you are watching it, some of you are watching parts of it, but either way, there's some real keys here, there's some takeaway keys that we want to connect with about this, and this is going to help, I think, expose a lot of things that have been in the dark for a long time. So when I return, we'll be talking more about recording and more about feeling isolated as well and separated from family. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
When you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save
money? Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician, founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, they're totally off of dialysis. Their doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. You'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But there's many of you that are watching this because you're going through it. You're going through the situation. And it might not be to this intensity. It might be even more intense. But many of you are going through this and you're looking at this for answers. You're looking for answers. You're looking for information. How is this going to work out? Is this person going to be found innocent? Is this person going to be awarded the defamation case? Who's going to win in this? Who's going to come out on top? What's going to happen? How is the judge going to rule? Okay, and I know that people are looking at this because of their own lives. There's a lot of you out there that are going through pain and suffering and in these toxic relationships. And that's why I think there's this fascination. I also feel, too, that there's a lot of this happening. And it doesn't matter if you're famous or not famous. It doesn't matter if you're rich or you're not rich. This is happening behind closed doors all around the world. And it's time to begin to open up our minds and open up our hearts and realize that we don't have to live in isolation. We don't have to live in isolation where people do not know where we're coming from. We do not have to live in that. And it's something that we need to begin to understand. And so if you're going through a relationship like this and you want help, reach out. Start connecting with your friends. Start reaching out to the family members that you might have separated from because your significant other didn't want you seeing them. Start reconnecting. Start circling the wagons of your support system. Start explaining what's happening. Start getting out there, because the biggest thing is that when you're isolated and you feel like you have nobody, it makes things a ton worse. It makes things a ton worse. And the last thing we want to feel is isolated. The last thing we want to feel is that we have nobody, because that makes us feel very, very edgy. And it makes us feel as though, you know, there is no support. And when you feel like you have no support, you feel like you're stuck. You know, you begin to give more and more of your identity away in the process. You begin to give more and more of yourself away in the process, and you lose yourself, and it makes you more vulnerable. And it's okay to be vulnerable when you're in a safe environment. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's wonderful to be in vulnerable when you're in a healthy relationship. But feeling vulnerable in a toxic relationship and an unsafe relationship is not a safe place mentally, emotionally, or physically, or spiritually to be. And I find that very important. One thing that I want to touch on before we go into the recordings of the fights, because I think this is very important, because if any of y'all are recording fights, you're recording arguments with your spouse, you're going to want to listen to this later. So don't change. Don't change the podcast or the radio show. We're on our podcast and we do our national radio show as well. So, you know, I want to speak about one thing before we go to that, and that is the concept of tears. I find it interesting crying. I always find when you watch somebody crying, it's interesting how they cry. And I always find it interesting when people cry with no tears. I find that very interesting when people cry with no tears. It's either like they're literally like emotionally unable to cry with tears, or they don't know how to cry. I also wonder if they're trying to mimic a cry, but they don't know how to mimic a cry. Like they can't cry. They're trying to mimic it, but there's no tears coming out. Because when I cry, I got tears going. I'm not crazy waterworks, but you know, I got tears going. And so I thought that was interesting how on the stand we saw how Amber, you know, was crying, but there wasn't any tears coming out, which I thought was very interesting. So when we return, we'll be talking more about that, more about the recordings, how that happens, how that works, and kind of looking at these unhealthy relationships. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create, and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian President Vladimir Putin now warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly his country's security environment had changed after Moscow's February invasion of Ukraine and pointed to Russia's demands on Finland refraining from seeking membership to the Western military alliance. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American leaders to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who praised the visit as a strong signal of bipartisan support for his country. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing the fascination and interest of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp defamation case and how interesting this is to a lot of people all around the world and why it has people watching this and reading back and looking at a video of the case and going back and so many people are posting memes about this trial, and it's very interesting. And I believe that there's so many different reasons and layers for this fascination. The toxicity, looking at the toxicity of the relationship, being able to see behind closed doors, realizing that this happens to everybody. You can be famous, you can be rich, you can have all this, and you can still have this going on in your life. I believe that it's also brought some light into cluster B dynamic, borderline personality disorder. I think we're also looking at narcissistic personality disorder. I think we're also looking at some codependency. I think we're also looking at some histrionic personality disorder. And I'm not diagnosing all. We're seeing pieces of all this. We're seeing pieces of all this. And I find that to be very interesting. And again, it goes back to the concept of the perfect storm. You know, the perfect storm is had when you have all these things kind of going at the same time, when all this stuff is interacting, when people are interacting on these specific programs and interacting with one another, we begin to have that perfect storm. I also think one of the biggest fascinations is the concept of how Johnny has done a lot of recording of some of these fights. And that's something that I want to talk about right now, is the recording of the fights. And I know that many of my clients have actually recorded some of their fights, and I've heard many fights. I've watched many videos. I've watched a lot of concealed videos. I'll listen to a lot of audio tape. And it's interesting because, you know, when they tape it, you know, the thought is that they want someone else to listen. They want someone else to believe in what is actually taking place. And this is really interesting because I can understand being in a position where you feel completely overwhelmed, or you feel as though other people will not believe you. Maybe perhaps you're scared and you're in a situation where you're like, I better record. But what I find is that this starts early on in the toxic relationship. You know, one of the interesting things that I talk about when we look at some of the tendencies when somebody might have some signs and symptoms of BPD, and this isn't for everybody. This is just, you know, right here, I'm just talking in a general way. There's a pedestal phase, and a lot of times with the programming, the person that might display these signs and symptoms put the other person on a pedestal, and the other person can do no wrong, and the other person loves it because it feels really great. It's a great feeling. It's called love bombing. It's a great feeling, but the pedestal is a little different from love bombing, okay? So we don't want to really confuse the two, but the pedestal is like you can do no wrong, but eventually you get thrown from that pedestal, and sometimes people get dropped off the pedestal, and some people get like slammed against the pedestal. Some people, you know, they drop off the pedestal and they're drop kicked, you know, so, and maybe they get back on and off the pedestal here and there, but once they're off the pedestal, usually for the most part, is once at a certain point in the relationship, it's done, and there's no getting back, and that person gets painted black. And, you know, I find that when you're off the pedestal, it's like you try to get back on that pedestal, you try to do things, but when you get painted black, the other person sees you as all your faults. The other person sees you as every bad thing you could possibly bring to the table. The other person can't see you doing anything good. And that's where it becomes very toxic and very, very powerful, and not in a positive way, is that there begins to be more fights, more arguments. Things become more volatile. They become more volatile. They become more escalated. And in these fights, as they become more and more escalated, that's when things get tricky. And that's when, if you're in a relationship like this, you begin to record. You begin to record these. A lot of you are using your smartphones, okay, and you're recording these conversations unbeknownst to the other person. Now, I always know that it's unbeknownst because when I listen to a recording, the person that's recording is usually a lot calmer than the person that's being recorded. Now, that's just obvious, right? It's not like you're going to come in with an animated self as you're recording the situation, but it makes for an interesting dynamic. And let me explain. If I'm recording somebody, and I'm recording someone who's out of control, that person doesn't know that I'm recording them. They're going to continue to stay out of control. Now, if I was to say that I was recording them, they would probably yell and scream, knock my phone out of my hand, or whatever would happen. Or they would get quiet, give me the silent treatment, or walk in the other room or leave. Okay. But because we're not telling them that we are doing this, because we're not telling them that we're recording, they're going to continue doing their thing. Okay, that's where we're at. Now, that's fine that you record out of your own safety and security. It's okay. You're allowed to record. It just depends on what you use it for, right? We gotta remember that. There's some certain legalities, legalese. Some of these things aren't legal, right? But you can have this if you were gonna go to a lawyer and say, hey, this is what I'm going through. Or maybe if you were gonna go to a coach or a therapist and explain the situation, what have you, or if you needed to show show a family member or a friend what you're dealing with. You know, other things, it's a little more harder to use these types of recordings. But the thing is that I find it's the perfect storm, though, because the other person that's recording is not animated at all. So it's almost like the other person screaming and yelling and, oh, my God. And you're like, why are you yelling so loudly? And it actually kind of causes sometimes the other person to get even more animated because you're triggering them to get even more animated because you're not animated and they continue. And I find that interesting. But some of these recordings can be useful and helpful if you're needing to get, legal counsel, or you're needing to tell yourself that you need to get out of this relationship. But I find that it can also be counterproductive if all we're doing is recording and not taking any action. If all we're doing is recording and not taking any action, that's probably not very good for us because we're not doing what we need to safeguard ourselves. We're not doing what we need to overcome the toxicity. And we're not really changing our behavior as well. Because remember, there are some relationships I'm going to go on and throw this out there. There are some relationships that many of you might need to leave. They are extremely unhealthy and extremely volatile and violent, okay? And those are some relationships that we really got to think about why we're in it. Because somebody could really get hurt, somebody could die, okay? But if you're not in a relationship of that level, and you're in a relationship more of toxicity where there's some arguments, there's some verbal fighting, there's a lot of unhappiness, there's a lot of black and white thinking, we need to start looking at our own stuff. We need to start getting in our own thoughts. We need to start understanding what makes us tick to make those changes. Because we can't focus on them changing just because we want them to change. We can want them to change all day long, but it comes to them to change. They have to make a change. They have to want to make a change, because if they don't want to make a change, they're not going to change. But if we don't change, there's not going to be a change. Because what happens, we get in that groove, that perfect storm, like I was talking about, that programming, and I say one thing or I do something that's a perfect connection. It's a perfect deal. It's a perfect spike into, that connection. It's a perfect retaliation. I would actually have to change some of the way I speak, some of the way I respond, some of the way that I'm even thinking. I definitely have to start with the way I respond and the way that I put myself out there. Because if I keep responding that way, that could be a problem. Because each time I respond, programming, and I do that, I can be triggering that other person quite a bit to continue to respond in their programming, again creating the perfect storm. So let's go back again to the recording concept. So if any of you out there have been recording some of these fights, what are you going to do with it? What are you planning on doing with some of these recordings? And if you really are in an unsafe place, you really do need to figure out what you want to do. And if you do have these recordings, you probably need to make a backup, and you need to have that in a safe place, and you need to figure out what your next step is. Now, if you're not at that dire straits and you still want to try to save the marriage or the relationship, we need to start thinking about what we can do to do that and if that's possible. And many of you might need to start looking too. Am I wanting to save the relationship because it's the right thing to do? Or am I wanting to save the relationship because it comes back with my codependency because it's the codependent thing to do? Codependency makes us want to save things. Codependency is like, I can make it work. I can save it no matter what, no matter anything that happens. I can save it. I can make it work. This is what I want to do. Exactly. And that's what I want you to think about. That's what I want you to think about, because we really need to think about that. If you're dealing sometimes with maybe some BPD tendencies, is it the love that you have for that person? Do you really love them? Or is it the fear of abandonment from that person that keeps you in the relationship? And one of the best ways to think about it is, when you're in an argument and that person, runs away or leaves or gets in the car or goes, do you race after them? right? Because normally when we have an argument of some sort, if we don't have that fear of abandonment, we want everybody to cool off and take a break. We don't need to be right there with them. We want to take a break too. And so that's a really good example of, okay, that abandonment is really getting to you. Because if you're going to race after that person, even after they've done something to you or hurt you or upset you, why? Because that right there is that fear of abandonment. I don't want them to leave me. You know, I don't want them to leave me, and I'm going to take this kind of abuse, or I'm going to take this type of attitude. You know, on the other side, from the codependent side, there's that fear of being alone, the fear of not having someone to take care of. And that can be very, very loud in your mind, you know, and you might want to take care of that person and be there for that person because it gives you value. So, you know, if that person's hurting you and they're physically or mentally hurting you, you have to ask yourself, why do I keep staying? Is it because I really feel that there's love here and that we can move forward? Or is it because you need that person to take care of because that person gives you value? And I really want you to think about that. And these are really hard revelations here, but I think they're extremely important to talk about. You know, when we go back to the recording concept, you know, if you do have recordings, you know, and the relationship has been extremely volatile, I don't want you to relive that, but some of you might need to listen to this to remind yourself of what's going on. And I know that these recordings can be very scary. They could even cause PTSD, so you got to be very careful. But one of the things that I found that a lot of people use it for sometimes is when they have moved on, they have left, they've moved out of the house, you know, they decided to go after a divorce, a separation. You know, sometimes listening to some of this can remind them of why they did it. Obviously, working with a counselor or coach or minister on that, and that's what, you know, that's what we do here. We, you know, work through it and walk through it. But at the same time, you know, from a coach's perspective, you know, we have to remind. We have to actually not remind, we have to connect for the first time the brain and the heart, so that what the brain knows, you connect with the heart with. Because you might know that this person is not somebody that you need to be with. You might know that this person is a toxic relationship. And not just the person, there's the perfect storm, right? It takes two to tango in this. You might know that, but you don't know it in your heart. You don't want to know it in your heart. And those are the things that I want us to connect with. And so the recordings may help you to resonate with that or remind you if you're feeling down or you're feeling like you want to get back or you're starting to romance and reminisce the relationship. And I think that's what happens a lot, too, is that we begin to reminisce over the pedestal phase, or we begin to reminisce over the beginning of the relationship. We also get into that concept where the small things, like these little breadcrumbs, these crumbs become big. Like, we take the crumbs and they become really, really big. We allow these crumbs to be these big pieces in the relationship. And the reason for it is there's not a lot of good in the relationship. There's not a lot of positivity in the relationship. So these small pieces begin to be big pieces. And that's what I really want you to start looking at. Are some of these pieces becoming bigger pieces? So are some of these breadcrumbs that you're getting, are they really these great times in your life with this person? Or in reality, is this actually not that big of a deal? They're actually small little pieces. It's just, instead of it being good times, it's just times that are not fully on toxic. And that's what I really think we need to think about, is that when you're looking at this relationship, you say, oh, I had these good times or what have you. Are they really good times, or are they just times so there's not anger and screaming? Are there times that aren't violent or physically violent? And those are what we really need to examine and think about, because it could be just the crumbs. It might not be these great times. And then some of you might be in a different situation. You might be in a relationship where 80% of it's great and 20% of it's not. You know, as long as the 20% of it is not physically violent or, you know, real excited, you know, there's got to be, you know, if that's it, man, you're in a great relationship, you know, stick with it. But at the same point, if you're dealing with one of these types of relationships where you're going through these things, we really need to examine it. And I think this trial is really bringing, this defamation case and trial is really bringing it to light. So stay tuned. I have some more thoughts before we leave on this podcast today. So stay tuned and talking a little bit more about it and some of the other things that I think are very interesting that I think a lot of people are garnishing from watching this and being able to learn a little bit more and seeing it firsthand. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back. I'll be back this time. Don't change the channel yet. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been examining the fascination of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case and why people are so fascinated with it. And right before the break, I was talking about the recording and why so many people use their smartphones to record during arguments in their marriage or relationships and how that is used. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people use to confirm the fact that something's happening. It's to also sometimes to remind them of what's happening. Also to be able to have kind of like a silent witness as to that. Some people use it later on, you know, when they're hiring a lawyer or to remind them of why they need to exit the relationship. And, you know, it's interesting. If you're in a relationship right now that you're finding yourself having to record your spouse, we really got to think about that, because if you're feeling as though you need that backup, it's probably not in a relationship, probably not in a healthy relationship that you need to be in. And I find that we have to augment our programming, the interactions we have, because remember, if you look at Depp and you look at Heard, there's issues on both sides, okay? There's issues on both sides. We have a lot of the gamut there. So we have some stuff that we're working through, and it's a perfect storm for them to interact, and it's a perfect storm, or it's a perfect toxic storm to ignite a lot of these issues. And I feel that, you know, also, you know, one of the things that stands out as well is I think that because, you know, of a man being able to step up and talk about the abuse that he's had, you know, but also the other side of the coin is, you know, how much are you, you know, how much are you triggering the other person to be abusive? Not that that makes that right. So we have to look at all sides of the coin here. When we look at the recordings, you know, and listen to those recordings, I think many of you out there might have recorded, you know, somebody in your household, recorded a family member, recorded your, you know, especially a spouse, and what you were wanting to get out of that. You know, looking at that perfect storm and realizing, you know, there is a difference between these healthy and unhealthy relationships. And it starts with us, right? It starts with us making augmentations and changes. It starts with us to make augmentations and changes to our relationship with ourself. And really understanding that. And that means, okay, let's get real with ourselves. What are some of the things that I'm bringing to the table? Am I coming from a codependent standpoint where I need to take care of this person? And if I take care of this person, I get value. Is that where I'm coming from? Because that could be definitely where you're coming from. And if you're coming from that fact, I get it. But when you're coming from that, a lot of times we allow things in our life that we wouldn't allow otherwise. And this is something that I really want you to think about. Now, if it's coming from, you know, somebody that has more of the signs and symptoms of BPD, it might be the abandonment. We have such fear of abandonment that we can't deal with the fact of somebody leaving us. So the day-to-days is, you know, it is what it is. Not that interesting. Maybe you feel bored. Maybe you feel smothered. Maybe you don't feel like you're taken care of. Maybe you feel like you're overlooked. But then when that person's leaving or going, you feel overwhelmed with stress. You want them back no matter what. Even if it's an argument that you were having, you want them back. Maybe you chase them down when they're having an argument. You start running after them, or get behind them, or try to turn them around, or please talk to me, that sort of thing. You know, and so we're going through this process of triggering one another. I know there's a lot of gaslighting, a lot of manipulation, a lot of silent treatment. When you feel like you're being pushed, manipulated, many of you out there feel that way, and I think that you've gone through it, and that's the fascination with this trial. Or maybe you had a relationship that was similar to this at one point in time, and so you can connect with the violence, or you can connect with the manipulation. Maybe you can connect some with, you know, the histrionic part there, where somebody might have been, you know, coming from a totally different perspective. And these perspectives are very interesting. And so I feel that we can learn a lot from watching this. I feel like this is going to bring a lot of things to light that's necessary. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's actually a healthy thing. And I do think, to some degree, though, being that they are on camera, you know, there's going to be some acting because you're dealing with two actors, you know, inherently speaking. But at the same point, it is almost like watching it, you know, where you're able to see the interactions. And some of it's probably not very true. And some of it is also, you know, the realities that they're putting out there, the narratives that they're putting out there. But again, humans are humans, right? And so think about that. I think that it can be a learning tool and fascinating. But if you're dealing with something like this, you know, really getting some help and reaching out, because you're going to need to talk. You're going to need to get out there. You're going to need to help yourself find yourself. You're going to need to be able to find your identity again, or find it for the first time, and be able to resurrect that and feel good about yourself, feel safe about yourself, and start finding your purpose, which is actually finding who you are and what you're about, and connecting with that. In that connection and being able to be comfortable in your own skin. I hope this show has connected to you. If you have any show ideas, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear your ideas. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the YouTube channel, Ashley Burgess, new video content every week. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Worker here from the Classic Dram, and we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. And these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.